Hi, this is Relate to the Bible podcast with Deborah Styling, a podcast that helps listeners realize the Bible is still relevant in the 21st century. Hi, this newest episode is called Israelites Should Not Practice the Pagan Rituals of Other Nations. It's over Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 1 through 22. You can also find this at Books of the Bible in smaller chunks at https://bible-in-smaller-chunks.blogspot.com. The Lord had it on my heart to write this for people in our busy world. In doing that, I'm ever mindful of Revelations chapter 22, verses 18 through 19, not to add to or take away from anything in the Bible. So I was extremely prayerful before I endeavored to do any of this. And what the Lord had on my heart after lots and lots of prayer was that I'm just not supposed to change the meaning of any of the passages in the Bible. Although he does show me ways to add to understanding that meaning, but not to change the meaning. And when I do so, when I do any of the things he shows me that add to the understanding, I put it within brackets. Sometimes it's putting more common terms. Instead of putting victuals, I put food or within brackets. And I don't usually tell you about it because I just read through it because those are minor. Or I tell you who's speaking or being spoken to because quite often they'll say he spoke to him. Now I have the advantage that when it's being written, I can go back and trace through who the person's speaking, who are they speaking to, and at times I think it might be problematic, I may put a name so that you can identify who's the speaker and who's being spoken to. But and then I just read that. But at other times, the Lord has it on my heart that there's times that might provide deeper understanding of what's being referred to in a passage. And when he has that on my heart to do that, I will put it within brackets. Now, on the internet, it will be in a different color font, but you can't see that. So I just say, within brackets, it says. It could be that it's referring to something that happened in another chapter of that book of the Bible or a whole other book of the Bible. And I may paraphrase background information and put it within brackets, or I may put Bible verses that have that information just so you know what happened when you're hearing this. But again, if I think those things are significant, I'll say within brackets it says. Also, the Lord has it that I put this in a table format, which doesn't really affect you as a listener of the podcast because it's just like I'm reading it. But those that go to the website and see it, I hope you find that it's beneficial in the table format. Also, there's times that I will possibly condense, combine, or compress similar words. I only include repetitive text that adds new meaning or has been done for emphasis. So I don't tell you this is verse 13, this is verse 14, this is verse 15, but I do instead because if I don't include all the verses, it throws them off and I wanted to have continuity. Actually, I prayed about it and I didn't know what to do. The Lord had it on my heart, and I apologize for trying to take credit for it. The Lord had it on my heart to do what here is like a range of verses. So this is covering Deuteronomy, which is the book of the Bible, chapter 18, and verses 1 through 22, so that you know the vast majority, the pertinent information the Lord had on my heart to include from this chapter will be here within this podcast. If I come to something that's foretelling of a future event, I'll say, aha, there's an asterisk. It's foretelling of a future event. Sometimes I can summarize those events briefly following the passage, but most often I can't. And if I come to something referring to what Jesus has said, his words will be in red. Of course, you can't see the color over this podcast, but I will tell you that, you know, these are Jesus's words. They're in red so that you know that. This is primarily done with the King James Version Bible and lots of prayers. But at times, I utilize BibleGateway.com, BibleHub.com, the NIV Bible, Webster Dictionary, or other internet resources as necessary. The Israelites should not practice the pagan rituals of other nations. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 1 through 22. The priests, the Levites, and all the tribe of Levi shall have no part nor inheritance with Israel. Instead, they shall eat the offerings to the Lord made by fire, and this is his inheritance. So they won't have any inheritance of land among their brethren. The Lord is their inheritance, as he has said to them. This shall be the priest's portion from the people and from those who offer a sacrifice, whether it's an ox or a sheep. They shall give it to the priest the shoulder, the jaws, and the stomach. Also, they shall give to the priest the first fruits of your grain, your wine, your oil, and the first of your fleece from your sheep. For the Lord your God has chosen him and his sons out of all your tribes to stand to minister in the name of the Lord forever. If a Levite shall come from a place where he lived within Israel and desires to come to the place the Lord shall choose, then he shall minister in the name of the Lord his God like all his brethren, the Levites who stand before the Lord. They shall have similar portions to eat in addition to what comes from the sale of his inheritance. When you have come into the land that the Lord your God gives you, you shall not learn to do the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you anyone who makes a son or daughter to pass through fire and uses fortune-telling, astrology, sorcery, or uses witchcraft. The thing is I have put that portion, the fortune-telling, astrology, sorcery, and witchcraft, within a different color font because the words that were used there, I didn't know if everybody would understand what they are, so I put it there to add, to possibly aid in understanding. Or one who casts spells, consults a medium, a wizard, or one who talks to the dead. For all who do these things are like abominations to the Lord, and because of these abominations, the Lord your God has driven these nations out before you. You shall be blameless before the Lord your God for these nations which you are to possess. Paid attention to astrologers and fortune tellers. But as for you, the Lord your God has not allowed you to do so. The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet from the midst of you, of your brethren, like to him, and shall pay attention. And I have an asterisk here, and this is for telling of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, proof of his being fulfilled is in Luke 7:16. According to all your desire, to all you desired of the Lord your God in Horeb, which is also known as Mount Sinai, on the day of the assembly, saying, don't let me hear again the voice of the Lord my God, and don't let me see this great fire anymore, so I don't die. And the Lord said to me, what they said is good. Another asterisk. I will raise up a prophet for them from among their brethren like you, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I should command him. And this again is foretelling of Jesus Christ speaking on God's behalf, and the proof of this being fulfilled is in John 1, verses 45, and also 17, verse 8. Another asterisk, and it shall come to pass that whoever will not pay attention to my words, that he shall speak in my name, and I will hold that person accountable for it. And this was foretelling how Jesus Christ will speak for God the Father, showing fulfillment of this is in Acts 3, verse 23. But a prophet who presumes to speak a word in my name that I haven't commanded him to say, and whoever shall speak about God's, that prophet shall die. And of course, when they're saying God's like that, the small g, they're talking about false gods. If you say in your heart, how shall we know if a prophecy isn't from the Lord? When a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord and it doesn't happen or come true, the Lord hasn't spoken that. But the prophet has spoken without my authority. You shall not be afraid of him. The next time I share a podcast, it will be over Deuteronomy chapter 19, verses 1 through 21, and it's called Cities of Refuge. Please share this with others. Thank you. Thank you for joining us at Relate to the Bible. I look forward to you joining us next time, where you will hear more examples of how you can relate the Bible in ways that are especially meaningful to you.